So the march towards Matan Torah really begins b'chodesh ha'shishi b'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Yisrael b'yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai with Revi of Yisrael. And the Ramban has two chidushim about what went on Rosh Chodesh, a famous, you know, for Rashi of ki ish echad b'lev echad. But the Ramban first posits that Moshe had told the Jewish people about his first conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's number one, when Hashem told him, so the Jewish people knew that their tilos was, you know, to reach Har Sinai, and so it was really b'simcha v'tuv levav. That's hayara number one in the Ramban. Hayara number two is that the Kvod Hashem, the Ramban makes a very compelling argument that the Kvod Hashem was already on Har Sinai from the moment that they arrived. So that really from Rosh Chodesh, there was a sense of intensity, you know, of the moment. So that's, you know, what the Aliyah is about, is building that momentum. The Tnai, Ushmartem, Esberisi, Ve'atemti Li, Sigula Mikol Ha'amim, Ki Li Kol Ha'aretz, the Otzar Chaviv that Rashi speaks about, Ve'atemti Li, Mamlechas Kohanim, Ve'goi Kadosh, Ela Hadvarim Asher, Tadabir Al B'nai Yisrael, Lo Pachos, Velo Yoser, as Rashi famously says, not more, but not any less than that. This is the national destiny of Klal Yisrael. And we have really three different approaches in the Rishonim. Rashi admittedly takes like a highly particularistic approach. He says, Kili kol ha'aretz, ve'enam nechshavim lefanai leklum. You are, you know, the sarim. That's how he understands mamlechas kohanim from the language of a sar. You're elevated above everybody else. You're the mamlechas kohanim and the goy kadosh. That is Rashi. The Ramban takes a different approach. He takes Kohanim from the language of Misharsa, you will be those who serve me. But being Misharis Hashem comes along with certain, you know, privileges. And foremost amongst them, clearly, is the idea of Dveikus Bashem. The Ramban says, Bolam Azeh, Bolam Haba. This is part and parcel of the Ramban's idea of no intermediaries between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael. That's part of, I think, the Ramban Lashitaso, that the Kavod Hashem was very much present for this conversation. What was being communicated to Moshe to communicate to the Jewish people was what Hashem was offering us was an opportunity for intimacy, for dveikus. So that would, of course, impose great responsibility on us in terms of service, right? Taryag mitzvos, in terms of just the mitzvos b'nei Noach plus the mitzvos of Mara. So it wasn't, you know, free of responsibility, but like anything meaningful in life, it comes with a significant amount of responsibility. And that's exactly what Hashem was offering us as the Mamlachas Kohanim, that we have to be Misharis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then we get to be a Goy Kadosh, as the Ramban quotes, right? Kadoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's a beautiful Ramban Lashitaso. That's the way the Ramban understands in Parshas Kadoshim, Rov Gufei Torah Teluyin Ba, is that it's really a restatement. He's very fond of the Midrashei Chazal, that it's a restatement of the Aseres HaDibros, and there the Ramban says, you know, what Kedoshim Tiyu is all about Dveikus, and the Ramban says it in many places, in Essay on Ludav Kabo, is in his Essay on Ben Sora Remora, about why this is a violation of Kedoshim Tiyu, because this person isn't interested in Dveikus. That's really a second interpretation. Mamlacha is Kohanim, a mamlacha not of Sarim, like Rashi, but a mamlacha of Mishar Sekel. The Sforno has, in Kedarko Bakodesh, he's highly influenced by the Ramban, in terms of the dveikus, you know, that's offered to us, but he takes Kohanim in the sense of Yoru Mishpatach LeYakov V'Sorascha LeYisrael, that you will be the teachers of the world. That's the job of the Kohanim. This is really worth reading inside. V'atem Tiulim Mamlachas Kohanim U'Vazat Tiu Skula Mikulam Ki Tiu Mamlachas Kohanim LaHavin U'LaHoros LeChol Hamin HaNoshi, to teach all of humanity. It's interesting, the Sforno's biography, he was involved, right, in his day, in the late 15th, early 16th century, in terms of reaching out. And, you know, he was recognized as the greatest biblical scholar of his era and region. And so even, you know, Gentiles reached out to him to better understand the Torah. Likro kulam b'shem Hashem, l'avdo shchem echad, k'mo sheyia inyan Yisrael l'asid lavo, k'amaro v'atem kohanei Hashem tikru, Yeshayahu ch'amro, Kadosh. This is the part that I think is really influenced by the Ramban. Built in Ibsadim, Tiu Kayamim La'ad Be'ish, Kemoshia Inin Lasilavo, Kamaro, Vayan Ishar Betion, Venosa Bishlaim Kadosh, Yamirlo, again, Vamruzalma Kadosh Lolam Kayam, Avhemli Olam Kayamim, Rizaki Amnam, Haisa Kavana Sael Yisbarach, Pimatantara La Seislam Az, Kolatova Atid, Lula hishchisu darkam egel, the catastrophe of the egel, kamero az vayisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael, asad yom mihar choreb. So the point is, the back end is definitely influenced by the Ramban, but the sense of Amlachas Kohanim is to be educators, to teach the world about the, you know, ideals of monotheism. Call them ethical monotheism. Ula avdo shchem echad, right? That v'yasu chula maguda achas, lasu mitzonecha b'lebav shalem. As we say, you know, during the Yamim Noraim. So this is, I think, a very impactful and beautiful idea in this Sforno. So the Sikum, Rashi is, you know, Sarim, Ve'en Ha'umos, Nachshavim, Lefanei Leklum. The Ramban is in a middle sheet of Misharsim, but it's an opportunity for Dveikos, and the Sforno is really the, you know, complete, you know, opposite of Rashi, where Sforno talks about how this is really an opportunity for Klal Yisrael to reach out to the rest of the world. Maybe Hashem, and this Sforno certainly indicates this early in his parish on the Torah, Hashem wanted these opportunities for everybody. That's what Tzelem Elokim is all about, but it didn't really work out that way. But now he's going to channel him, you know, his message through one chosen people, the Mamlachas Kohanim, Vigoy Kadosh.